Hey, mate, my dad used to say, if that doesn't light your fire, then your wood is wet. Well, what about your gunpowder? I've got more to share in this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill.
Well, sometimes it just don't work out like you planned. That was a good buck, but the muzzleloader didn't go off.
Well, that was quite a disappointing morning. Let me explain what happened. So, you know, I go by the motto most of the time, waste not, want not, right? And that doesn't really work out the best in certain situations. And so if you've ever hunted with a muzzleloader, if you hadn't, you need to. It's a lot of fun. You can get out in the woods earlier. And man, let me tell you something. We see a lot of bucks during muzzleload season where we hunt in our state. And so, but if you have hunted with a muzzleloader, or even if you hadn't, here's a tip to remember. You know, if you're a muzzleload hunter, that you want to make sure your muzzleloader is clean, first of all, because what you're not shooting modern gunpowder, right? So modern gunpowder is quick burning, explodes very quickly. And so that's what you find in shells and, you know, whether it be shot shells or rifle shells or whatever. But a muzzleloader uses black powder. Or in this case, what I shoot is a synthetic powder. It's a little bit cleaner than black powder because when you shoot a muzzleloader and has black powder in it, it leaves a lot of residue. Synthetic powder doesn't quite leave that much residue, but it burns like black powder. And so now we've advanced even through the past several years that we use what they call Pyrodex. What I use is called Pyrodex pellets. And so it's two pellets. Let me show them to you here. It's two pellets that are 50 grains a piece. So what I'm putting in the gun is 100 grains. So you can tell there. There is two Pyrodex pellets, and each one of them is 50 grains, okay? So what you do, first you wanna make sure that your muzzleloader is clean. And you've got it, kept it clean all year, maybe run some cleaner through it before muzzleload season, and you shoot and make sure your gun's sighted in. So then to load a muzzleloader is you would make sure your barrel's empty, obviously, and then you would put the Pyrodex pellets in first. So I would drop these pellets. It's just on a little stick there that holds them. It's got a hole in the center. I drop these down the barrel here. And then from there, I would place this bullet right here with this plastic casing around it, right, called the wadding, all right? And I would press that down with my ramrod here onto those Pyrodex pellets. And then in our state, the muzzleloader is still not considered loaded yet, right? Even though it's got the gunpowder in it, the Pyrodex pellets or whatever, synthetic powder in it, and the bullet in it, it's still not considered loaded until you put a primer right there. Now, what that primer is, it's kind of like on a shotgun shell, what the striker hits, boom, and it makes a little explosion, which sets off the gunpowder. Same thing here, right? So this shoots like a shotgun-type primer. And you put that little primer in there, you close it, now the muzzleloader's loaded. All right, so that's the basic components of what you do when you go out there and you go deer hunting. So here's where the waste not, want not comes in, that I should have been a little more, not as thrifty, let's say. Okay, I should have not skimped, right? Because what happens is, like, maybe I go muzzleload hunting and I go out that morning and I didn't see anything, right? I take the primer off when I go back home, but the Powerdex pellets are still in there along with the bullet. And most of the time that's okay, unless you've been hunting where it's been high humidity or it's been moisture. Because then maybe that those pellets, maybe those Powerdex pellets had drawn moisture. And so normally what I do, once I get through hunting and maybe I haven't seen anything that day, I haven't fired my gun, then I usually put them in this box. Okay, I just kind of put them right back in the box here and save them. All right, and I can even tell with this pellet right here, there's a little white residue on it that it may have drawn some moisture too. But anyway, but I've got a brand new box right here. A brand new box full of Powerdex pellets. Right, look, it's full. I've got plenty of shots there. But me, I'm thinking, hey, I'll just use these, it'll be fine. Normally what I do when I sight in my muzzleloader is when I'll reuse these again. Now, in the past, maybe I've had one not fire, you know, but I can't remember it recently. So, anyhow, morning before we go out muzzleload hunting on opening day, what do? I load my muzzleloader with these pellets that I had already used. Now, here's the deal. I can't remember last year or the year before. I may have come home and maybe I was hunting that morning or that evening and, you know, whether it was high humidity or maybe it was even raining. I mean, maybe it was raining. And those Powerdex pellets probably drew moisture. And when they drew moisture, they weren't any good anymore, right? You might as well just throw them away because what happens when you pull the trigger, just like what happened to me, you saw in the video clip there, that when I pulled the trigger, the primer, the little blasting cap you can call it, it went off, but it did not ignite the Powerdex pellets, the powder. You know why? Because it had probably drawn moisture and they were no good. I will not make that mistake again. You know, and though it was still powder that should explode and propel the bullet out of the barrel, it sure wasn't living up to its name, was it? You know, no. Jesus said the same thing about believers. Did you know that? Hey, he said in Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless, much like that powder that had drawn moisture and didn't do me any good that morning. You know, salt was a preserver and to add flavor, but if the salt had lost its flavor, it would be worthless to live up to its name. As Jesus looked out among the crowd gathered to hear his Sermon on the Mount, he told them that if they were going to be his followers, they would be the salt of the earth. They would preserve the world from moral and spiritual decay. How? Through their holiness, their behavior reflecting the holiness of God. And like salt, they would enhance the lives of those around them by encouraging them with the truth of God's Word. We have a purpose. What is it? To know God and make Him known. But if we fail to do this, if we choose to go our own way, we are like salt that has lost its flavor. We are no longer living up to our name as followers of Christ, as Christians. We look more like the world than our Savior. So what can we do? Hey, the Bible tells us to examine our hearts. Are we truly a follower of Christ? What evidence is there in our life? Do our actions line up with His Word and commandments? Hey, if not, what do? We repent. We confess our sins to the Lord and ask Him to lead us in the right direction. Paul tells us in the book of Colossians that if we've been redeemed by Christ, then we should act like it. In Colossians 1:21-23, it says this, "This includes you who were once far away from God. You were His enemies, separated from Him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now He has reconciled you to Himself through the death of Christ in His physical body. As a result, He has brought you into His own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before Him without a single fault." It says, "But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news." Hey, I pray you'll think about these things today, because that's one of the most incredible and beautiful things about Jesus, is that He is always ready and willing to forgive if we will come to Him. If you've never asked Him to save you, there is no time like the present. None of us know what tomorrow will bring. Right now is the time to surrender your will for His. Pray to Jesus and tell Him you believe He is the Son of God and that He died for your sins, and that He has the power to save you from those sins. Ask Him to do that. Open your heart to Him and choose to follow Him. You'll never regret it. I can promise you that. Hey, let me share more with you about committing your life to following Jesus. Go to follow.lifeword.org to learn more. This is a free tool you can use to learn more about a life devoted to Jesus and how to show others to do the same. Well, I can tell you one thing. I'll be ready next time. I'm going to clean this muzzleloader up real good, and when it's time to go out again, I'll be using that fresh powder, not stuff that I'd already taken out before. Take a second to like and share this video if you would, and follow LifeWord on Facebook and YouTube so you don't miss out on new videos. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the woods, maybe muzzleloader hunting, or maybe out here modern gun hunting, but hopefully this time that bullet will go off.